Rock'n Radio, your rock station.
Hey, what the fuck's up, brothers? This is Max Kolesny. I play drums for Krizen, and you're listening to Rock'em, the radio of the real metal.
How is everything over there?
Everything's fine, man. Everything's fine. We came back from a long tour in Europe. We did like 54 shows.
Wow.
And now we are back to Brazil. We are starting to write the new stuff for the new album. And I'm looking forward to go back to Argentina and have a good time.
I was checking your site and you did over 250 shows around the world.
Yeah, 250, yeah. Since 2006, January,
yes.
We started the tour in the States, and we did like three tours in the States, three tours in Europe, and a bunch of shows in Brazil and South America. So it's the longest tour we have done so far,
oh,
you know, for
the destination tour.
Yeah, it was fucking cool, man.
Oh,
we're really satisfied with the album, with the responses, you know. We had the chance to play places like countries we had never played before, you know, like Russia and the Balkans.
Whoa.
So many new countries, you know, so it's really nice. And actually, even like in South America, the first time we ever played in Argentina was with Assassination, on the Assassination tour, you know.
Yeah.
And Bolivia, Colombia as well, you know.
Yeah, I remember the show in Argentina supporting Testament.
Yeah, we had a great time. We were really lucky, you know, to have the chance to play with Testament,
know,
in Argentina the first time. So we had the chance to have like a big exposure to a bigger crowd, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, these 2 years, this tour was in 25 countries. It was amazing for us, South American band.
Yeah, man. We have been fighting, you know, we have been fighting and struggling hard since the beginning of the band, and we never give up. We always keep looking forward and always pushing hard, you know, the band, because the three of us, you know, all the members in the band, we are always like 100% focus in the band and in the music, always, you know, trying to improve musically as a band and professionally, you know. So yes, it's all a result of real hard work.
Mm-hmm. Maybe this is that the successful key is to still continue, don't give up.
Yeah, never give up, man. I mean, so many bands they give up too easily, you know. They started and after 1-2 years they realized that the road, you know, the path,
mm-hmm,
of extra music is so fucking hard, you know, all the business, so many bands and record labels, all the bullshit, so people, they just give up, and we never lost the focus, you know, always we keep the passion, the flame is always burning, we love to do what we do, we love to play live, we love to record, we love to play fast and extreme, you know.
Yeah.
And it's never gonna end for us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We're still feeling like we're still beginning with the band.
I was listening your last album, well, your Assassination album. Fantastic.
Oh, thanks. Gracias. Muchas gracias.
De nada. It was produced by Andy Clayton, I think. Okay.
Yeah.
Same guy of Grave or You Send and Rotten Christ.
Andy Clayton is such a great guy, you know. The first time we worked with him was when we did Conquerors of Armageddon.
Mm-hmm.
And we had such a good result, you know. I think Conquerors of Armageddon was the album that opened lots of doors for us, you know, as a band, you know, all around the world, you know.
Yeah, Conquerors of Armageddon.
And now we team up together, you know, for Assassination, and once again we had a really great result, man. You know, the production came out much better than the previous albums, you know, like the sound is much more heavier and natural, and I can tell that the kind of production we have been looking for so many years, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then we finally got it with Assassination.
Tell me, talking about your new album,
okay,
it will continue with the same line of Assassination album, the new
definitely gonna be a step ahead for us as a band. Of course, it's gonna be Krizen, you know. It's gonna be. We're never gonna change our style. It's gonna be fucking brutal and extreme. and but there's always going to be something different, new going on, you know, as we did for Assassination. Now it's going to be something else going on. It's not going to be exactly like Assassination or like the previous album, but it's going to be something else, something refreshing, okay. You know, but it's definitely going to be, you know, everything you can expect from Crimson is going to be there, you know, all the brutality, the speed, and the aggression, the rage, you know, it's always going to be there, man. But of course, there's going to be something else, something different, something refreshing, you know, it's not just the same stuff as we did before.
And what will be the name of this last effort?
No, we don't have any name yet. We're still only working with the songs and the structure for the music and stuff. And still, we don't have a name, you know, for the album, you know, we're still working on it.
Still working on it, okay.
Yeah, of course. It takes a while, you know, like usually we have a bunch of names, bunch of titles, and then in the end we pick up the best one.
Now you will play in Buenos Aires supporting Brujeria this summer.
Yeah.
That's gonna be great, yeah, Brujeria is a great band.
Yeah, I hope so, yeah, fuck yeah, man. As I told you before, man, we are looking forward to come back to Argentina, man, because the last time we played there, we had such a great time, and we love Argentinian people, you know, we get along so well, you know, mm-hmm. People in Argentina are so fantastic, you know.
But you know, Matt, in Peru, in Lima, Peru, okay, and everybody was talking about the concert creation with Brujeria too.
Okay,
but
yeah.
It's not gonna be possible. What was the true reason of the cancellation?
Yeah, well, many reasons, man. The first one was because when the guys were trying to book the show in Peru, mm-hmm. We were in Europe touring.
Okay.
So we had no time to check what was really going on about the show and stuff, you know. And also, we had the schedule to start recording the album, you know. The album is going to be recorded in the beginning of March, so we don't have much time. We have to write all the songs and stuff, you know. So a bunch of reasons, man. A bunch of reasons. That's why we're not playing in Peru this time. But definitely, we're going to play in Peru on the tour of for the new album. And it's going to be even better, you know, because now people are, you know, kind of waiting for us. And I think it's going to be a great show, man. I already talked to the guys, you know, from, you know, the guys from Peru. And it's definitely, there's going to be a show for the new album, you know, next year.
It's going to be great, man. People love you in this part of the world, in South America. You're an example of success here.
Yeah, we appreciate all the support, man, from all the South American brothers, man. We feel like the South America is just like one country, man, one big country,
yeah.
You know. It's
yeah.
Like we have, the only fact Brazil speaks a different language, you know, it's Portuguese and all the rest is Spanish. But but it's all, we're all the same people, the same crazy South Americans, all like.
Yeah, what were your last words?
Yeah, man, I just, I appreciate, and muchas gracias a todos sudamericanos, locos de metal extremo. Muchas gracias a todos ustedes. Espero ver a todos muy en breve cuando estaremos tocando en Argentina y tomar mucha cerveza y conocer las chicas argentinas.